The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu. This SoCal Sound Session is sponsored by Whitmore Law, dedicated to supporting and assisting performers, songwriters, producers, composers, and all music professionals in every endeavor.
Welcome to another SoCal Sound Session. I am Julie Slater, midday host here at the SoCal Sound, and I am here with Spooky Mansion.
Hello.
AKA Grayson Converse.
That's right.
No relation to the shoes, and you don't get free shoes yet. There, you could send that clip to them.
Nice.
Welcome aboard to Northridge. So you're originally from the Bay Area,
but now
you have ties to Los Angeles. What brought you down south?
Well, we lived in SF, the band, for like 10 years. And
is that San Francisco?
That's right.
SF? Does anyone call it Frisco?
Yeah, we try to minimize that.
Yeah, please.
But it was funny. It was like 2018 or something. And Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, one of the greats, reposted one of our songs for some reason. And I was like, okay, cool. Now we're going to get famous. And then his manager reached out and said, oh, yeah, like, we'd be down to talk about managing you guys. Come down to L.A. So then I was like, okay, pack my bags. This is it. I'm set. And then I came down here. That didn't work out. And then I worked as a busser for the next 2 years. Slowly.
Nice. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome. But yeah, just kind of a funny, like, you know, a good introduction to how things work in L.A. So that's what brought us here. And then we ended up getting a nice house where the band moved into and built a music studio over COVID.
Wow. And where was that in L.A.?
That's in Burbank. And a couple of us are carpenters. So we had just finished a record before COVID, and they gave us the advance money, and then we spent it all on building a studio.
Wow, that's wild.
Hung out there for 2 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you still have it now.
Yeah, we still have it.
So why Spooky Mansion now? I read some stuff. First of all, it was very cool to, you know how now you Google and AI stuff pops up?
Oh, good, yeah.
So it's always like band name. The band names comes from their early days playing haunted houses.
Mm.
But then I got a bio that says, don't believe what you read. Spooky Mansion did not, first of all, form at Owen Wilson's surprise 45th birthday party.
That's been said about
there us. There seems to be a story behind that.
Well, it's been said about us that the band was started as just a bunch of guys, and Owen Wilson was throwing a party in Texas and wanted a band to get together to play. And it has been said that that's how our band formed.
But it did not. Do you know Owen Wilson?
I can't speak on any of that.
Have you been to an Owen Wilson surprise birthday party?
The NDAs are pretty tight on that stuff.
All right. What about you, in fact, have not worked together at a haunted house? This is a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, surprisingly...
Where is this story coming from?
I don't know who wrote that biography. They're really trying to take away all of our cool stories. But yeah, NDAs are tight on the haunted house as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't speak too much on that. But...
Did you ever spook somebody and then they had to sue you or something like that?
Exactly. Yeah, you got to kind of...
Court appearances.
Yeah, there's some law that goes into that. And let me just say, it could be said that we started at Owen Wilson's birthday party and then moved on to haunted houses for a few years. And that could be said about us.
Is there any chance you guys aren't really alive and you came back as Spooky Mansion?
That could be said. Yep. So a lot of things could be said about this band.
Yeah, interesting. So, Spooky Mansion, though, I mean, you're really leaning into, I mean, your new album's coming out on Halloween. So you're leaning into this. What's going on?
Somebody that works for us is taking it very literally because you listen to the music, it's not very spooky. But it's funny because, every year around Halloween, we get all the emails for these great private gigs that pay a bunch of money to have us come play. And it's like, okay, just to be clear, we're like an indie rock Americana band.
We don't play any of those theme songs from like Monster Mash and all that. Although that you probably should have that up your sleeve.
It's surprising that we haven't figured out Monster Mash yet. But there are lots of good pictures over the years of us playing at Halloween parties. I was we played Moroccan Lounge a few years ago, and I was Hulk Hogan. That was pretty good.
Nice.
And what other? I can't remember what else we did. I think we were vampires and mummies one year. The classics.
Yeah. I was going to ask your favorite. I always think about being a kid. Did you ever have a favorite costume, a Halloween costume, or something that you had to be over and over because that's what you had at your house?
Well, I have a great picture of, I went to like a very conservative Catholic school for a few years before my mother took me out of there because I was always in trouble. I was too free of a spirit. But I dressed
Did you get hit on the hand a lot?
Nearly. There were nuns involved. But the I dressed up, there's a great photo of me in like fifth grade, fully dressed up as Pamela Anderson. Big stuffed bra, blonde wig, and the school was just like, they didn't know what to do with that. Everybody else was ghosts and ghouls, and I was Pam Anderson.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Tell me about the new album. So it's called What About You. Mm-hmm. It feels like just kind of cruising through the songs. It kind of feels very much, you recently got married, mm-hmm. About a year ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. It feels like a postcard of love, would you say?
Yeah, that,
That's
I would
what
say.
Went into this record?
Yeah, I met my wife about a month before COVID happened. We went on a date, and then we went on a few dates, and then COVID happened, and she basically moved in.
The date never ended. You're like, hey, man, we're stuck with each
now
other.
Now we live together, and we have a dog. So, but during that time, I don't know, the past record was, the one before was more about having gone through, like, a breakup, and so it's always, like, more, a lot of upbeat music that we play, or at least groovy music with sometimes, you know, more sad or darker lyrical content. But after meeting her and basically just going through this period of just a really fun, positive time, I ended up writing all these songs that reflected that. So we have a record full of kind of upbeat, lovey songs.
That's pretty wild to look back that you met somebody right as COVID. I mean, that's pretty nice timing.
It was actually, yeah, we had an awesome COVID. We had just finished building a music studio at our house, and she lived there, and we got a dog, and me and the band all basically lived together, so we were just in the studio, and that's where a lot of this record, we recorded this whole record that way.
So this record is like the COVID bubble.
Yeah. And so we recorded in that studio, and then a buddy of mine heard it, and he works at like a big, nice analog studio. And he said, I'll get you guys in, and let's do it all again, but to 2-inch tape and use nice microphones.
And does that mean you recorded it pretty much live?
Yeah, so that record, it was a cool studio called Infinite Spin, and it used to be, what was the lady's name? Not Chaka Khan, maybe Chaka Khan. Some ladies, it used to be her studio. And so it's a big, beautiful room. And so, yeah, we all went in. And in our studio, most tiny studios, you can't really do live just because it's not big enough and can't get the right sounds. But this one was so big, you could have isolation booths and everything. So it really helped to, it's the first record that captures more of our live sound, which is cool. We did a 24-inch straight to tape sound. So you only have 24 tracks. And so you can't do all the little tricks that you do to make bad sounds sound better. And so you just have to make good sounds. And I was really happy with that.
Can't throw in any auto-tune in there?
No.
That's funny. Where are you originally from? You have a little bit of an accent.
I get that a lot. I'm from Northern California, but I get that I'm from the South, or I get that I'm from like the Netherlands. I don't know why.
You just choose either anyone.
Yeah, my mom taught me to always say ma'am and sir. So that gives the South maybe.
Yeah, that's
But
funny.
Yeah, I'm just from just north of San Francisco in Santa Rosa.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the songs that you're playing today. We've been playing the song Weather a lot.
Oh, sweet.
Give me a little bit of background on what that song means to you.
Weather, that really encompasses the whole record. It's basically just this big anthem of finally feeling happy and solidified in life and you know, feeling like everything's going well. And the whole song is kind of this this groovy, big, you know, positive sounding song. And I don't know, I think that was one of the ones that just, it kind of just came out, you know, in a day or two. And sometimes it's, songs stem from just wanting to include some little thing. And so in this song, in the beginning, it's like all, there's no drums or bass, it just is this guitar thing. And then there's this slam and a big gap. And I wanted to have a song that's a big gap where I just scream something over top and then the full band comes in. And so it was like, okay, I want that device. So, and then the song kind of grew out of that.
Do you ever write songs with the idea of like, how will this be performing it? Or
actually, yes, because so our most popular record is kind of like this hip hop, indie hip hop thing. And I'm the Moon from that record. It was like in 2015 or 16, became our biggest song. And it doesn't sound like us at all. And that was just like an experiment I did in my garage one time. I was like, I'll just see what making a hip hop record sounds like. And then it totally took off. And it's like, we've never been able to play it to make it sound like that at all, you know? But so then I was like, okay, well, so now part of my mind has to go to like, what songs are gonna be fun to play live so that I get to play, you know, make them popular so that I get to play them and play the songs that the audience wants to hear, but also stuff we wanna play. So this last record was, especially because we played it live, it's like, okay, this feels good playing and it sounds like how we sound. So yeah, there's a lot of thought to that. And I'm recording another record right now. And the same thing, I have all these songs and I'm just selecting like, all right, which one?
Another record for Spooky Mansion?
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah. We were kind of talking before this. So your album actually hasn't come out yet. It comes out on Halloween.
Right.
You're already writing another record and recording it.
Well, yeah. I, from my experience, records take about 2 years to come out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and hopefully it's becoming more streamlined now. But so if you don't just immediately start working on the next record, then that 2 years turns into 4 years, and now you're not even a band anymore somehow. So, and I write a lot of songs, and I have a bunch of music, and organizing, wrangling the cats of my band is, you know, a full-time job. So you have to start very early to get something happening, yeah. You know, 4 months later.
Have you guys played shows premiering a bunch of these songs yet on the album that hasn't come out yet?
Yeah, because since these were written during COVID, we just started to bring them in before we'd even recorded them. And so we've been playing some of the songs for years. And I think the three we'll play today are all songs that are in our normal rotation now. And then we have to relearn the rest of the record.
Yeah, right.
It's part of it.
Do you have, out of all the songs on the new album, mm-hmm. What about you? Do you have a song that has ended up kind of becoming a favorite?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Let me see my list.
I know. I know that people have to, like, remember all the songs on the record.
You know, I really like this. Well, there's two that I could think of. A Picture is like this. Kind of ballady song, and we got these great sounds with these big reverby drums and congas, and it's this like beautiful sounding song, and it's really creepy lyrics about a man just like stalking and like being like a dangerous man to this woman. I don't know. The lyrics always just come out randomly, you know? Yeah. And so that's good. It gives this good mood. It's like a wet, swampy cave or something, the sound. And then it's kind of...
Is it spooky in any way?
That one is kind of spooky. And then the other one I really like is Christmas with Mom. Is I wrote that years and years ago. And it's like a story of a kid who's got like, you know, an abusive alcoholic father. And he's like, it's a song that he's singing. I'm imagining like a 10-year-old and he's singing it to his mom. And it's all about, you know, if we can just save enough money, I'll get you that house in upstate New York and you can have the horses you want and don't let him back, you know, he's no good. And it's kind of a actually very sad song, but I don't know, I liked the story there, it was compelling.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, since you've been around in LA, you were talking to me before we got here about some adventures that last night you went to a hot spa. A 24-hour hot spa that I've not heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Koreatown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Korean. And so I flew down here on Friday, and I went out with a buddy to have a drink, and then he felt like going home. But so when I'm not making music, I'm a general contractor building houses and remodeling and stuff. That's what I do up north. And so my vacations are very few and far between. And when I'm in that world, it's like high stress at all points. And so I tied up every job, came down here. I got nobody's texting me, screaming about tile. So so I was like, I'm not ready to go to bed. I'm popping off. And I had remembered I'd heard about this Wii Spa place. And so he left, and I just had a couple of drinks, and I was like, let me just call an Uber, and I'll go there. And this guy picked me up, and he was like a cool, just a funny 40-year-old dude, I don't know, just an Uber driver. And we got to chatting, and I was like, oh, yeah, man, like, I'm going to Wii Spa. You should come. And he's like, oh, really? You think? Like, I got to drive tonight. And so once we got there, I was like, just come on. And he's like, okay. So me and this Uber driver went in with both our first times, and so we're just like, and it's always scary when you have to be naked because you're like, am I going to be naked in the right way, in the right place, you know? And so both
of us. Stranger I just met.
Yeah. So, we got naked and spent like 3.5 hours sitting in hot tubs and chatting, and he was this super friendly guy. So when you go to a spa, I'm always thinking, you know, you're quiet and it's this sacrosanct place. And,
yeah.
But he was just like a very outgoing guy, and he'd go, hey, what? We'd get into a hot tub with like a naked Chinese man, and he'd be like, hey, what's going on? I'm Donovan, this is Grayson, I was his Uber driver. And we're like walking around the whole place, everybody knows this by the end. But it's cool, they had like a restaurant upstairs, and we got some ramen and sat on the roof, and we became very good friends. Probably will never speak again, but.
Did he drive you home?
Yeah, I bought him a bowl of ramen, and he drove me home for free.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
I love how that story ended.
Yeah.
And also that you were going to a spot like till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And that it's open 24 hours.
That part's cool. It's this weird. Yeah. So then last night we've been in the studio all week. And then last night I convinced the guys to come with me. And we went again after we'd finished. And, you know, I'd been once. So I was an old hand there. And I was like, oh, yeah, you put your towels there. Yeah, yeah. Just pop those pants off, you know. And, yeah, we stayed till like 2 a.m. And the vibe is so hilarious. It's like. So you have your spa on the bottom floor, and then the next floor up is like this giant warm room with a bunch of mats on the floor. And it's like 2 a.m., and there's just like 50 people just asleep. And I don't know what their stories are.
Interesting,
like,
and
why
weird.
Are you there at 2 a.m.? I don't know.
Did and you people, get any song ideas while you were there? Because that's the Uber driver thing, there's a story song right there.
That's a story. I saw every kind of penis you can imagine, so there might be something there. It was very.
Let's use that for the headline of this interview.
Yes, every penis imaginable. It's very good because you kind of look around and you go, okay, I sort of fit right in the middle here. And then you see one guy and you'd be like, damn, okay, well, I'm not that guy. Then you look at another guy, you're like, okay, well, I'm definitely not that guy, thank you. But yeah, so we'll see what songs come out of that.
That story really took a turn.
Yeah.
All right, so the new album is What About You? Mm-hmm. Comes out on Halloween. Mm-hmm. What is next for the band? Do you have shows? I don't think I saw an LA show lined up.
We have, I think LA is not until February or something, but we are doing a little run of shows with a band called Stoplight Observation, and they're from the East Coast, and so we're gonna support them through like Salt Lake, Boise, and then the Northwest up to Seattle and all that. So that'll be, I think starts on October 28th and then through November.
Awesome. Well, mm-hmm. Then maybe you'll make it to LA in 2025.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be back down here.
Grayson from Spooky Mansion,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much.
Thank
for
you.
Coming by. Very fun chatting with you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Track of time, dirty knees. You've been on my my garden at wood. I've been cooking shrimp and in the morning back to work. Saturdays come and go, that's what they do. Sleeping late, making eggs, checking with you. Maybe everywhere, east into America, we'll find a little town. Each day is a replica. Oh yeah. Counting every bud from here until July. We can feel the coffee kit, we have enough to fly. Never back to Laos, south of Vietnam. Riding bikes in the monsoon and listen to Tobin Palmer. Saturdays come and go, that's what they do. Daydream to another day until it comes true. Depression, exhaustion, leave it for the week.
Cause
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.